Can you talk a little bit about how Damesville Thorndike became involved?
Well, we designed this theatre with the architect who was the best designer of the time. And I knew he must find an interesting title. I'd always admired Sybil as an actress and a person because she had a fantastic personality. She never stopped laughing, for one thing. She had a wonderful sense of humour. But she was also a brilliant actress. So when we had our design, it was put into a model, beautiful model, and we just taken by myself and the designer and our chairman up to Chelsea, where Sybil was living. We went there on a Sunday morning, and she and her husband looked at the design. We have pictures of them here, and loved it. And I asked her if she would have the theatre named after her. I have a very precious letter saying, yes, I would like it to be named after me, but I would also like to play in that theatre. Which, I'm happy to say, she was in the second play that we did at her, what she called her own theatre. It was a new play about an old woman on the streets with the carrier bags that they took around with them. And she didn't mind being in rags and looking a mess. And she played the part brilliantly. Her greatest success, she used to come forward every night for the curtain call and give a little speech. And one night she stepped forward and her directoire knickers fell among on her feet. And she looked down and she laughed the biggest laugh you've ever heard in your life. She thought it was fabulous. She was that sort of person. And of course she came to every production and she encouraged us enormously with her support. She was fabulous.